This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities with both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senator McConnell and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. That legislation calls for background checks for all gun purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about would-be buyers. In the meantime, shoppers at a Walmart in Missouri got a scare yesterday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Rossi.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released today after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi on Wednesday, the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, officials from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations and the U.S. Attorney's Office said that more than 300 people had been released by Thursday morning on humanitarian grounds, including pregnant women and juveniles. The operation had been planned for about a year. This is VOA News. The United States on